Thank you for calling E&M Renovation. Please press 1 if you are a new client.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Marcin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
I was following up regarding your account and the past due payment.
What's that?
I know last we spoke, you said you thought that the March 28th payment had gone through, but it didn't. The card that we have on file is no good. So
yeah,
we're
but
having...
I say again, nobody told me I have to pay the mortgage, so I'm not interested in the service anymore.
So I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you did agree to a month-to-month subscription with an automatic renewal each month on the 28th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So the good news is if you want to cancel, you're catching it in time because right now it's only $199. Come April 28th, it'll be past due for $398, and that will continue to reoccur until this settles. So how come you're wanting to cancel?
Yes. Yeah, but I'm losing the money for nothing.
So in the terms and conditions, it also states that first page placement takes 30 to 45 days. So right when you were on the cusp of having this explode and get your phone ringing and do some really good things for your business, that's when the account went into suspension because of the payment issue. So the good news is you're right on that timeline where within the next couple of weeks, you're going to start seeing some good results. One thing I can do for you on the back end, Marcin, is if you settle this $199 from March 28th, I could then push the next billing out 30 days from today, so you would be paid in full until May 18th.
I'm not paying, but can you put it the cancel? If I have the card, somebody tried to charge me automatic. Nobody tell me about nothing. So I'm not interested in the service, so I'm canceled the service.
But that's going to affect your credit because in the terms and conditions, it has your e-signature with your IP address and the timestamp of you agreeing to this. So it, right now, you know, it's only $199, but like I said, it will reoccur next week to $398.
I send you the check for this one. Send me the address and I send you the check and that's it. I'm not giving them my card information.
Yeah, we don't do checks unless it's a 3-month prepay. So I don't think you want to pay 3 months up front. So what I could do is if you wanted to, I could take the new card, process the past due, and then cancel right after. And you'll get a confirmation number that it's been canceled, so that way you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges.
Who does the note? I'm canceled the system. And I'm not giving my card.
According to your agreement and your voice verification recording, we cannot cancel an account with a past due balance. And I'm sorry that you've had a problem in the past with your card, but you haven't had any problems in the past with Local Splash in your card, right? So all we do is we charge you what you agreed to. We don't charge you any hidden fees or surcharges or anything like that. So have you seen the website that we built for you by chance, enmrenovation.com? The website for your business, E&M.
I've been like one time. I've been in the one time for this website. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, the reason I mention it is you could, once this cancels, you could still keep the website and just pay $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. And I would highly recommend that you do that because, you know, it is 2024.
$45 for the website each month?
Yeah, $49 monthly for the hosting and the maintenance of the site. So, and that way...
$100 per year, no.
Well, I mean, wouldn't a few more customers pay for it? That's the thing, is if you don't have a website, you might miss out on business, you know?
I got the Facebook, it's going to be enough for me.
You have a site that's going to be enough for you?
I got the Facebook page, it's going to be enough for me.
Oh, the Facebook page. I see.
Yes.
Okay. So, one thing you could do to settle this $199 if you don't want to use your card is you could go get one of those prepaid cards, like a prepaid Visa or MasterCard. They have those at Walmart or 7-Eleven, and put the money on that. And that way you could call me back and settle this, and you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges. Because I definitely don't want it to start hurting your credit, Marcin, because $398 on the 28th of this month, and then the 28th of next month, another $199.
Well, give me the call this weekend, and I go into Target, and I buy the card, and I give you the card.
Okay. Now, we're closed Saturday and Sunday, so I can't call you this weekend, but I can call you on Monday if you like.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that?
All right.
Okay, you got it. I'll follow up with you on Monday, and if you happen to get the card sooner, just feel free to call me. My extension.
Put a note also. I canceled the service.
I can't put a note that the service is canceled because it's still billing until that past due is settled, right? So I'll put a note in here that you're requesting cancellation, but the account does still bill until this is settled. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, all right. I think we have a good game plan. So have a really great rest of your day, Marcin.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.